Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. Everybody present and accounted for and ready for fun and more for the next 3 hours. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's me, Joel, and we are happy to be here. Hopefully you are as well. Fellas, what's going on?
What's up?
Yo, buddy, what's going on?
You, Nick, did you have a late evening?
I did not. I figured maybe I have a small window of opportunity to run over to downtown, pass up work, pick up my credential, and come back in time. And I barely made it.
I didn't know where that was going. You were like, I have a small, and then I had no idea what direction that was going to go.
So your mind's always in the gutter, sir.
You had a small window.
Okay. After you, of all people, survived the Shark Tank last night.
What?
At Toyota Center, the Shark Tank.
The Shanghai Sharks.
Who lost
Barry
by
watched every quarter.
69 points last night
you
they lost
totally
by.
You totally watched it, didn't
I
you?
I watched little bits and pieces.
God,
you know why?
Such a
Mario
dork.
Ellie started texting me, and I was like, "Where are you watching this?" And he's like, yeah, man, it's on right now. I was like, I'll check it out, but not really know what I'm checking out.
Please.
So, no, it was.
You were like, babe, where's your lotion?
Nope. Nice try.
Tissues.
No. Nope.
And I'm going to need about an hour and a half of alone time.
You know how many
some
different
me time.
People tried to make the Shanghai Sharks do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate that thing.
Singing that now, that's going to be stuck in my head.
Everybody to do to do.
I'm shocked anybody would even sing that as an adult. That's
how about Bill Worrell's thing that we got tagged on? Or did y'all get tagged on it or just me?
I don't think I did.
I didn't either.
Somebody tagged me on a quick video. Where Bill Worrell, they are showing an Asian kid in the crowd.
Oh, is that the one behind Harden and Matt Braze?
He's on his Nintendo Switch. And Bill Worrell goes, hey, look at there. There's a future Shanghai Shark player.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, no, Bill. How do you know he's not American? What?
What a disaster.
Oh, I was like, whoa, boy.
Well, did you get tagged on the
That's
one where
not good.
Harden's on the bench talking to Matt Braze, the assistant coach, and between them is a little Asian kid on his parents' lap, and someone tagged it and said, wonder what the kid saw that he's laughing at, because the kid just starts breaking out hysterically laughing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was the same thing, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was just a quick video, and I thought, boy, that was mighty presumptuous of you, Bill.
The other thing.
Maybe it's time.
Well, and here's the other thing on that note.
Yeesh.
I understand more than most how you're supposed to present a game from an announcer's position when you're covering the Rockets.
Did it forever.
Right. But I also had to judge and critique our guys.
Oh.
But last night, if you watched that game with the sound up, I'm telling you right now, you were convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt the Rockets were already NBA champs.
Really?
Oh, my God. Look at the Rock. Look at the way these guys pass. Oh, my goodness. The camaraderie. This team right here.
Who does it now? Who does the critiquing now?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, really? I don't know that they ever put someone else back in that position.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then with Michelle Margon, they didn't have a sideline reporter last night.
Michelle Margot and going gone.
And nice. it was only Bull and Bill last night. So there were some missing pieces. But for the first game, I was like, okay, fellas, slow your roll. It's the Shanghai Sharks. Yeah. It's not even the freaking Timberwolves.
Well, I have – listen, if you're offended easily by cursing or you don't like it when I yell on the radio, now would be a good time to change the channel and then come back in a segment.
Already chasing away our listeners.
I got home yesterday, and I was going to do the yard.
Yeah, you said that.
And I pulled up to my house, and somebody in my neighborhood mowed my yard without prior consent. Not the whole yard, just a section of it. And didn't mow it like a normal person. It was like Ray Charles mowed my yard. And not only did they mow it and it looked terrible, they scalped it. It was the lowest that the mower could go. There are patches of bald. It looks like Nick's head. There are just bald spots all over parts of my yard.
Who does that? Who randomly cuts someone else's yard?
I don't know, but that son of a bitch, if I find him.
Your cameras.
I looked. It's just a red mower and a dude in a vest. And if I find that son of a bitch, it's on. Do you hear me? I'm talking 5 years of blood, sweat, and tears that I've put into this stupid-ass yard. Wait till you see the pictures of the devastation.
I can't wait.
I'm gonna have to get a GoFundMe.
My guess is he was like, I got it. This is one of my accounts. And then he started.
And then he went, oh,
no, wait a minute.
No, this ain't it.
You don't have neighbors.
I do have neighbors. I have one kind of like, I'm weird. Like I'm on a
They're
corner
like a half
lot.
Mile away, right?
No, I'm on a corner lot. So I have one next to me and then one behind me. And it was not their yard guys because neither of them had their yard mowed yesterday.
Who would do such a thing?
So I finally figured out that the bastard that did it works for the neighborhood. You know, we have vacant lots in our neighborhood, and because we don't have, they grow.
To keep the neighborhood
looking. So they hire people to come in and mow the front by the ditches and stuff. Now, my grass wasn't that bad that you would think, oh, look, no one lives here. In this shanty, no one lives here in this raggedy-looking yard. I was letting my yard grow so that it would thicken up from the heat, right? I was letting it get thicker, but it wasn't bad. I assure you it wasn't bad. There was no tall weeds. It was just grass. This son of a bitch went through there and, I mean, scalped and burned, and then he didn't even bag it or rake it. He just left these big, precious cut grass clippings all over the place. And the only good thing is he kind of did the ditch, so I don't have to weedy that part. But other than that,
you got a yard quickie, whether you liked it or not.
I pulled up. I was like, why is the grass right there look so brown? And it was because he literally, there was dirt showing. There are spots in my front yard where there is dirt showing. And you have no idea.
That's kind of ballsy, right?
So I go, I have the cameras all around the house.
Yeah.
And I took pictures and immediately got on Facebook, and I was that guy. Anybody else get their yard randomly mowed? And I was like, oh, I was so pissed. And people were like, you know, of course they're cracking jokes and whatnot. And then some lady was like, well, don't you have cameras? I was like, oh, yes, I do have cameras, and I'm going to go find out. And I watched it, and I watched this murder slowly take place on my front lawn and how this man went back and forth. Just tearing it up all of my driveway, doing donuts.
Like a mower on the back of a...
Oh, my God. You could just see how low. He was just grinding off dirt.
What kind of mower? Like one of the
zero
big,
turn.
But one of the big...
Industrial zero turn mowers. Well, then I thought, okay, this happened about 2:30. That was the reckoning, right? So then I thought, all right, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to find on my camera because I can see a little bit of the yard across the street, the vacant lot. So I go back to like noon. I know I left at noon, so there wasn't anything that time. So from noon to 2:30, I watched the whole thing. And finally at about 1:45, you see a mower start mowing across the street. Same mower. That son of a bitch. He was over there plotting is what he was doing. I am so you have no. I'm going to tweet these out. The carnage.
You know, the only thing that could be worse, Nick, is if like the mower had like an oil leak, and you know,
got it on my driveway,
or a gas leak where it would kill the grass. Like that used to be my big pet peeve. Like when you go to a golf course and you're looking forward to playing it, and then the mower had a leak on the green, and you'd see these bleached lines and dead grass, and you're like, ugh.
I can't even tell you how pissed my wife was. Like, what are you? It's just grass. I was like, what? Listen.
You will what?
Yeah, really. What are you going to do?
Don't push me.
I'll hide the remote.
I have left one woman.
Oh, God.
For less remarks than that. This is what? That's my baby. How dare you talk about that's just grass. Oh, I was so pissed. You have no idea. I'm going to tweet these out. Wait till you see this. Just the pure carnage. And I took pictures of what my grass looks like, Joel. See that? That's what my grass looks like.
Yeah.
That's pretty, right? That's nice and green. And this is what they did to the front of my grass, to my yard.
Now, you know what? I was expecting that this was going to be a big overreaction.
Look,
on Barry.
That's
dirt.
What I thought.
It's not.
Look, there's no grass in this picture.
It is all like dried
mud. You don't know anything about yards, but and with St. Augustine, they have these stalks that run across.
I'm totally interested. Continue.
The ground.
Yeah.
That's all you see.
It's like barbed wire with. It's like a piece of barbed wire with different sprouts on it, right?
Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. Does that not look like Nick's head? Just bald.
Why does it got to look
one
like Nick?
One little hump right there. One little hump in the middle.
You can't find a better example because you're so angry.
He takes enough from the blitz.
You're the only bald person in front of me. So. I know. That's true. I should have said it looks like AJ's head.
I mean,
it's all oblong shaped and warped.
Dude, they did some digging there. That's just not trimming the grass. They went in below surface level.
I'm so pissed. Look at that. That's nothing but dirt.
Would you tweet these out already? Because I can't see them.
I'm going to tweet these out.
At Barry is funny, people.
I'm starting a GoFundMe.
Nick, it's bad.
I'm going to get a GoFundMe account. You should see that I've sped up the video. It's like 1 minute long. And that dude is just ripping through there. You can just see dirt and grass just spitting out from the chute on the mower.
How mad are you? Are you going to find this
guy? I'm pretty pissed.
I mean, are you just going to let it go?
I'm pretty pissed.
You need to talk to somebody, or are you going to find the guy?
I walked in the house, and I immediately called the HOA, and I was like, hey, I want the number to the company. And no one was there, so I just left a nasty message. But I'm going to get to the bottom of this. There's going to be hell to pay. You can't just roll up on a dude's yard and jack it up like that. I mean, you just can't do
you
that.
You better know before you go and bury in his lawn like that.
But I showed you what my grass looks like.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
It's lush.
Yeah.
You know why? Because
that's freshly mowed.
Well.
Son of a bitch.
Where are the clippings? Because those are valuable, too.
Oh, I mulch. I have a mulching kit on my mower.
Nice. But if they don't even let the mulch go down after they...
Stop trying to incite riot over here.
Crush your bear spots.
All right. I'm tweeting these out. Do your stupid...
Whatever. The bear spots. So B-A-R-R-E.
We got it.
Okay. All right. So we're just getting started on the show. 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter. At Barry is funny. In this case, well, angry. At Barry is pissed will not get you through to Mr. Laminack, but it is what he is. At the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, you, the suspects, always fuel the show, so we always love hearing from you throughout the festivities. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about besthotelrates.com. We've been saying this for a long period of time. Whether you travel a lot for business or you're planning a family getaway, there's only one place to check for your hotel, and that's besthotelrates.com. Quite simply, it's because they have over 600,000 deals already in place with hotels worldwide. Therefore, it takes a lot of the work out of it for you. You just get on besthotelrates.com. You punch in your dates of travel and your city of destination, and boom, voila, just like that. All these different hotels pop up that you can choose from. Great rates, quality hotels, safe and secure, just like your reservation. And all it takes is you getting online and hitting up besthotelrates.com. It's in the name. Trust me, people. Besthotelrates.com.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Segment 2, Hour 1, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the Gal Media Studios on a Tuesday. That means tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday. Put your thinking caps on, suspects, people, including those two individuals that I work with on the daily basis as we need a theme.
Yeah, how about crimes against humanity? Atrocities.
I'm really not that upset over your situation, so no.
Since it's about your lawn, you can just do songs about weeds.
By the way, I'm looking at your picture that you tweeted of your lawn at Barry is Funny.
Yeah.
Really not that bad.
That's what yours looks like.
Man, that's how my yard looks like right now.
Bro, exactly. Look, we were talking
and
in the
no
break.
One cares.
Let's be clear. Of the three of us, if someone from the city or the whatever, landscaping for the community you live in, was going to do anybody a favor based on anybody's lawn, they'd have seen yours. Because I said to Barry, you got cars in the driveway, you got lights on. People know you're living there. He shouldn't have done that. They look at your place and they're thinking, how long has this house been vacant? Why is that tree hanging over the fence?
I'm reporting this crack house
Why
right
is
now.
The
have
sidewalk
it tore down.
Now have its own river. What is going on with? They would do yours and think they were doing you a favor. Mr. Manicured Lawn over here, Mr. Golf Course Central. They shouldn't have touched his lawn.
They shouldn't have touched his lawn. I agree with that. But it doesn't look that bad.
Bro, they scalped it to the dirt. You realize that on my mower, the highest setting that you can mow on leaves your grass 4 inches. And I don't even lower it to that. I leave it all the way up in the raised position, which means my grass is normally 4.5 inches from the dirt.
I'm just saying, if you're...
There is dirt showing!
If you're a colorblind, you couldn't tell the difference.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through this show. Heart hurts.
It really doesn't even look that bad.
Literally, Nick.
There's dirt showing. There's
so
not
what?
Supposed
Nick,
to be dirt
Nick, okay.
showing.
What picture to you?
Send me a picture of your lawn so I can just, oh my God.
What picture to you think lets you think, hey, that's an ideal lawn? Because what you're looking, based on what you said, I would think you want the sand lot for a front yard. I mean,
look at the big shot of the ditch, how awful it looks. They didn't even mow in straight lines.
Boy, you are a perfectionist about your yard,
bro.
That's
obvious.
Like, that's just too much.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I'm sorry. I don't want Ray Charles mowing my... What?
You're going to offend people.
I don't care. And that yard was cut by a blind person.
Yeah, it did look, like, it
no
did look a little like that. But it doesn't look like it's the end of the world. No. Like, it's going to grow back.
No, you know why? Here's why it's so bad. And this is getting way too deep into actual lawn talk.
I know.
But the fact of the matter is the fact that there's bald spots like that, weeds will grow back. The grass won't grow back for a year. It'll slowly, by next spring, it'll start to fill in. But in all those bald spots, I'm going to have weeds now. That's what pissed me off more than anything, is my yard has no weeds in it.
Can you cut weeds?
Yeah, but I don't want to cut weeds. They grow faster than your grass. Now you got to mow faster than you're supposed to. I don't expect someone like you with a yard like yours.
Looks perfectly fine to me.
Understand that
I would leave your yard exactly the way it
is.
I would have tipped the guy. I'd be like, good job, bro.
I hate you. Get out of here.
Man.
Ugh, you made me sick.
Well, obviously you are sick already.
Man.
I'd find that guy. I was like expecting you to be completely over exaggerating. And then when I saw the pictures, I'd be like, you know what? I'd be like Barry too. I'd be calling people and someone's head's going to roll over that.
Not that big a deal.
No,
not that big a
it
deal.
It really is.
Nick's looking at that going, well, you know, and based on what you told me, Barry, it sounds great to me because now I don't have to cut the lawn, but once every 6 months.
Yeah, I don't have to cut that until next spring because it's not going to grow back before the winter freeze. And so it's just going to be like that now. Oh, God, I hate y'all. Not y'all. You are sympathetic to my
I am, yes.
I hate Nick.
Everybody on the thread is agreeing with you and saying it's pretty bad.
It's awful.
But I don't think it's that big a deal.
Especially, think of it this way. What if someone, I don't even know, you care about nothing.
That's pretty true,
you literally
actually.
Don't care about anything. I was going to say, like, weed, you'd be like, I'd get oils. Beer, you'd get whiskey. Like, you don't care about anything.
There's always
That's
an alternative.
That's the problem here,
Sex?
Nicholas. No, he doesn't even care about that. You've seen some of the things.
I'm
never mind.
My God.
Did you just say I'm asexual?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, he's not the only one.
Oh, man, that was just disgusting when I got home. I was, and then I had to go mow the back, and I'm, oh, I just.
The fact that you're so livid about this is fantastic.
Oh. I thank God it was just that one section. I have a whole front yard. This was like the side of my yard, not the front or the back or whatever. This is just one little, this is actually the smallest section of yard I have. So thank God that was the case. All right, we can move on. Did you watch the football game?
Boy, it was hard to watch, man.
Yeah, it wasn't all that exciting. Although, if you're a Steelers fan, like Steelers fan one has to be excited to think, hey, look, we actually got some things done on the field with a quarterback that nobody was expecting anything from. So,
although they said all along that this was the guy that they had handpicked and started grooming to be the eventual replacement for Ben, they figured they had a few years and that no one was going to be, you know, trying to get him, trade for him, whatever, because he wasn't that massive name that everybody had hype around. But he looked more than serviceable last night.
Yeah, you know, they made a big deal about the fact that he never really threw the ball down the field. And I think at one point they even said, well, you know, he's taking what the defense is giving you. And Booger McFarland actually even said, you never go broke making a profit or taking a profit. And what he meant by that is, if you're gaining yards on a pass, that's fine. If you're throwing interceptions or getting sacked, Deshaun Watson, that's a different story. And I think that was – when he said that, I thought, ooh, boy, wouldn't that be a great lesson for Deshaun Watson? Hey, it's okay to check down. It's okay to find the open man in the flat and gain 3 yards. You don't have to, you know, hit for 60 every time. And we talked yesterday, and that's what I said. I think part of the problem with Deshaun is that he's trying to be spectacular every time. Go be vanilla sometimes. I want you to be spectacular, and I want him to play his game, but I want him to learn. And he will as he matures. But last night I thought was the polar opposite of a Deshaun Watson, where he was just okay with checking the ball down. But then when he found something, when there was a man open and the defense gave him something down the field, then he took his shot. And I think you see the difference in the way the two games were managed and the outcomes.
Yeah, I mean, look. Everybody, and again, everybody's going to look for the opportunity this week. It's what a difference a week makes, right? Last week, hey, they're getting it. The offense, it was, again, another game that was fun to watch. They moved the football. They took their chances. They had tempo. They did all these things. And a week later, we're back to what we've seen more so than anything else, which is, what the hell's Bill O'Brien doing? Deshaun Watson's hanging onto the ball too long. What's going on with the offensive line? And you're never going to outgrow those things until you build some consistency. And right now, even as you look at 4 games in, 2-2, but you look at it and you could say, sure, it's a difference between home and road. But there's just so many different inconsistencies where 1 week they're gangbusters and the next week, exactly where they excelled, they fail.
Yeah, that's a problem. The lack of consistency is an issue. I think that it's one of those things where I think you'll see over time and maturity, too. Because this is, in a lot of cases, it's still a young team.
Sure.
So.
But I also think that when you look at it in all those different scenarios I just painted for you, you know that the one area that's going to continue to improve, can make changes, and is going to get better is Deshaun. But when you look at it, I mean, I don't know what a zebra shows. They always say, well, the zebra event always shows its stripes. But 6 years in, Bill O'Brien's stripes are not changing. They are what they are. He is who we have always seen him to be, and I don't think anybody's pleased with it.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to the Blitz yesterday, and they both agreed that he's regressing. He's not progressing.
That's actually a good point, too,
He's not really getting better as a coach. He showed signs at the beginning of the season with some of the play calls that we, you know, perhaps didn't expect, at least with the timing of some of the play calls, but then he went back to poor clock management and everything else. The Steelers game, I mean, the checkdowns, give them credit, and I don't want to take anything away from them, but a lot of those yards came after the catch.
Mm-hmm.
In the first half, I believe it was like 111. It was like, I want to say at least 70% of the yards came after the catch.
They said his average downfield throw was like 2.5 yards or something like that.
Yeah, and so I don't know if that's going to work against other defenses in the NFL. I think the Steelers have a pretty interesting schedule. I know they have Miami like right after their bye, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do that against some of the upcoming teams. So good job for Mason. Good, you know, I don't want to take anything from him. Hopefully he can show that he can throw the ball down the field. But I'm not sure he's going to be able to get away with that approach against other defenses in the NFL.
Well, I think if, and he seemed to be going through his progressions, and he was very patient in the pocket, which is the opposite sometimes of Deshaun Watson. But I don't really blame Deshaun all the time because it's like Carr. He's, you get hit that much and you're going to be shell-shocked. And it's like Baker Mayfield, he's not even getting hit that much. I mean, he's getting sacked, but that offensive line's not as good as I think people had anticipated. But he still, he gets happy feet. But Mason Rudolph, man, he stood in that pocket and he was very patient. And he surveyed the field a lot of times. And I think he realized that, hey, look, there's nothing open or I missed it. So let me just check this ball down instead of forcing something into a coverage. And I would much rather see my quarterback do that.
Well, and there's also trust, right? Yep. I think that Baker is having a hard time trusting his line from what, because he's still thinking it was last year's line.
Yeah.
And he's constantly, first thought is sprint out of the pocket. Rudolph, you're right, sat in the pocket, knew he could trust his offensive line with those big horses up front and said, I'll take my chances. But, I mean, he got hit some, but he was patient. You're right, for sure. So
yeah.
We can talk about the game if you want more. 713-780-3776, H&P Listener Line. Or we can mix it up, talk about a lot of things. Got our first wild card game tonight. That being in the National League as the Brewers visit the Nationals. Followed then, of course, by tomorrow night where your A's and Rays matchup will determine the team that plays your Houston Astros. So lots to get to. Before we get to that, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. Basically, with a lot of the rain and the storms and getting over Imelda, a lot of you found out the hard way that your roof was not going to live up to what you were hoping it could do in terms of rain, water, and storms, and you need to do something about it. Whether you want to put a whole new roof on your house or you just need a roof that needs to be repaired and you need someone that you can trust to do it, Fitz Roofing is the place to go. FITZRoofing.com, or better yet, give them a call. 832-521-3001. That'll set up your free, no-obligation inspection. They come to you, see what you got, tell them what they can do, and then they go away. If you want them to come back, you contact them, and they are there every step of the way to make sure you are pleased and everything is up to specs. They use the best products on the market, CertainTeed shingles. So much so, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. And the other more important thing is their base warranties are longer and better than your average roofer can give you. They take care of people before, during, and after the sale. 5-star ratings on the Facebook at Home Advisor, A-plus rating on Better Business Bureau. I'm telling you, start to finish, top to bottom, no matter how you look at every other roofing company, you will always come back to Fitz. FITZRoofing.com, 832-521-3001. Give them a call. Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, starting the second half hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go. Wherever you may be, in H-Town or otherwise, we got people listening in Denver and Wisconsin and all over the great lower 48.
What about people in Denver? They don't care for grass when it's like icy and snowy. They're like, whatever. The grass is going to die.
It'll change in 24 hours. One day you'll get snow, and the next day you'll get 75 and sunny.
Do people in Indiana care about their grass? No.
Yes. In the summertime, they sure do.
It's going to die anyway.
Every self-respecting man cares what his lawn looks like.
He's right. It's your fault. You went with the St. Augustus. And you should have went with the Bermuda.
Neither of those.
He's got the Bermuda now because he's down to just mud. Yeah.
Which one did you choose?
What fertilizer do you use for dirt? Because that's all that's left. Which one did I choose? What are you talking about? I didn't choose either of those because those aren't grasses.
What are they?
I don't know. One of them is a religious saint, and the other one is a word you made up. Get out of here. The fact that you think that looks okay tells me all I need to know about your
lawn keeping
skills.
Totally okay with it. Would not even touch it. I'd be like, man, I appreciate you cutting my grass. At least I got...
And also people that are saying, oh, it'll grow back. No, those are people that don't know crap about lawns because it's not growing back till the spring. I promise you.
Is that going to bother you that it takes that long to grow back?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't want that bald spot being full of weeds. I'm not going over this with you again, damn it. God, I hate you so much.
kind of funny you're aggravated by this, though.
Oh, I'm sure you're getting a lot of joy out of this right now.
It's just crazy how this has consumed the start of
our show. Yeah, it's consumed a lot of the show, yeah.
I apologize.
I thought switched over to the Steelers.
I tried. I got us in there and then, you know.
Got us back out.
Oh, look who's calling.
You need to take that?
That's my HOA manager.
Do it on the air right now.
Yeah, do it on the air right now.
I can't do that to
Please.
Her.
Why not?
I would.
Don't even tell her that your voice is on radio
See,
right
that's
now.
The thing is, but yeah, look at that. The HOA is calling.
Well, get it.
Somebody must be listening. I hope. Oh, God, I'm a sinner. Go to my Twitter.
God,
go follow me on
helps.
Twitter. Yeah, I'm going to need somebody to come by with a new palette of St. Augustine.
I'm talking about your grasp. I'm talking about everybody's listening. Every little bit helps. Come on. We're not going that far. Jeez. We just want everybody to be listening to the show.
I just got it. That's my bad.
Yeah.
I just got it.
So tonight, Brewers Nationals.
Yeah.
Woodruff against Scherzer. Advantage Nats?
Yeah.
I mean, home team for one. Scherzer is a bulldog. I mean, he's going to come at you, and he's going to be fired up. You know, Woodruff's got some good stuff. He's got he's a power pitcher.
Yeah.
You just have to, if you're Milwaukee, you just have to hope that the lineup that has been really until the last two, three games of the season has been just dominant without Christian Yelich can still pick up where they left off.
That's the concern for me, though, is that, you know, it's a Brewers team that you wonder, I would love to see how many of these guys have any kind of playoff experience or how much.
Oh, there's several.
And I think overall, because all nine guys have a ton of playoff experience.
Oh, yeah, because if you think about it, they returned basically.
I'm not saying a game here and there or one series. I'm talking about.
They added Grandal behind the plate, who had playoff experience with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You've got Lorenzo Cain. You've got Mike Moustakas. You've got a lot of the younger guys that picked up experience last year during the playoffs.
But that's different. I'm talking about.
Multiple years?
Yes. I'm not talking about just they went through it once because you need guys.
Ryan Braun.
Okay.
Lorenzo Cain.
Yeah.
You've got Grandal.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Moustakas. You've got. I mean, you look at that lineup. I'm not saying all nine have multiples, but remember now, this team. Not just last year. This team's been decent for the last couple of years. So, okay.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. You're talking about two teams that I think have been underestimated, which is probably why they're also a wild card. But I had the Nats. I really thought the Nats were going to be better this year than they were.
Even
for most
without
of the
Bryce
year.
Harper.
Even without Bryce Harper, they still had a lot of talent. Plus, their pitching staff has just been ridiculous. The arms they have in that rotation is outstanding, and that can carry a lot of teams. As we've seen with the Astros, sometimes when their bats aren't working, they can still go out and find a way to win 2-1 or 1-0. So, I just think in a one game, who would you pick to go out and win you one game between the two guys starting?
Just think if you're just looking at it straight from the get-go, you look at the pitching, and you know that a solid horse of a starting pitcher, an ace, can get you through a one-game playoff. And of the two pitchers, advantage Nationals for sure, and they've got some guys that can still hit in that lineup. But overall, I think offensively, advantage Milwaukee top to bottom.
Okay,
in terms of the two lineups, but I think that home field and the better of the two starting pitchers mean something.
Okay, well,
so we'll see. I mean, I just hope it's a good game.
Yeah, I'm looking back outside of last year. When's the last time Milwaukee was in the postseason? Been a while, right?
No, I don't. The year before they didn't, but then I'd have to go look.
Yeah, I don't. I'm scrolling through year by
year.
The
Sabathia years and the Greinke years, they were in the playoffs.
2018, they had 10 games that they played in the postseason. 2017, they didn't even have the wild card. So I think it's been a while. So you're right. These guys have been on Milwaukee's
other teams
team.
Too. They've been on some of these guys, like Lorenzo Cain and Moustakas
for the Royals. But, yeah, I think it looks like 2011 was the last time Milwaukee made the postseason.
Wow. That's
a long time. Until last year. So.
Right.
But I think it's a solid lineup. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's a good baseball team. But I guess we're going to find out if the old adage is true. Does good pitching beat good hitting?
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what this is.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, I mean, look, like I said, I hope it's a good game. And then, of course, tomorrow night we're going to get the Rays and the A's. I know Charlie had a poll going to try and see who people want to see the Astros face.
Mm-hmm.
I stick with the Rays. I really believe you got to stay away from the A's just simply because you want the easiest road to the final destination you can get. And I think that that would be an easier road for them offensively. I don't think that they're intimidating by any means. When you look at Oakland, they got a really stout lineup. They got great young talent in the infield. And their pitching has been better than average. So I think of the two teams, if you're looking for the easiest road or the best chances to get through unscathed, I would take Tampa.
I'm with you. I don't want to face, if I'm the Astros, I do not want to face the A's for a myriad of reasons. And especially the way they played them down the stretch would be the first place to start. But yeah, that's, did he have the results of the poll? Did he say who, what the final?
In typical Charlie fashion. I didn't put it up as a poll so to calculate the results. In my mind, it was close. He did the same thing with, he did the same exact thing with who do you think should be the Cy Young Award winner.
Oh, really?
Callers were kind of split too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And someone said that if Oakland wins, they want Cole to pitch game one, and that ain't happening.
No, I don't think so.
Because Cole avoided pitching against the A's twice down the stretch in the second half, because of the hamstring injury, and two, because of just the way it fell with the schedule. So,
yeah,
we'll see. All right, so there's your baseball previews for tonight, tomorrow night, and what we got going in terms of the Astros. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776 or 713-780-ESPN. Call us, text us, hit us on Twitter. Back with more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, hour one, 3-hour extravaganza. Big show. What's up, fellas?
What's up? What'd it do?
Got a little baseball out of the way. I want to say this.
Well, before we move on.
I'm not moving on.
No, okay.
So, pad your brakes, okay? Got it right here. So, I wrote an article this morning for SportsMap, and I made the point that, look, for all of the kudos and accolades and records and all the things that the Astros did this regular season, they got to finish the deal. Because you don't want to be like the Golden State Warriors of the record-setting 73-9 season that ended up losing to the Cavs, and everybody said, well, put an asterisk on it because they didn't win at all. And you look at, you know, all the comparisons to the 27 Yankees and all the things that they did. And so I said, you know, the main thing is they got to finish the deal, and this becomes a historic season, not just for Astros fans in Houston, but baseball aficionados across the country and for the history books. And that would be a big thing. Someone made the point, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but they said the flip side of your article is if they lose, especially if they lose in the ALDS, this would be the new number one in terms of sports failures in Houston history. Do you agree with that when you think about the Oilers and the 35-3 and the Oilers Steelers with the Renfro catch that wasn't? And all, there's been a lot of them.
Do I think it's the worst?
Would it be the worst if the Astros lost in the ALDS? Sports failure in Houston history, because there's been several.
No.
It's got to be the Oilers 35-3, right?
That's it.
Yeah, I think it'd be close.
No. You're up essentially 5 touchdowns in a football game. With a half to go.
And Frank Reich, right?
Yeah. Not Jim Kelly.
Right.
And they collapse. To me, this would be ineffectiveness in the postseason. It would be you ran into a team that was hot or a buzzsaw or whatever. So a team that had your number in the second half like the A's. Are they loaded? Sure. Are they stacked? Sure. Would it go down as one of the biggest disappointments? But the biggest choke job or whatever of all time, I don't think. I mean, hell, the Patriots had that undefeated season and still lost in the Super Bowl. If they get to the World Series and lose in 7, I'm not saying that this is a bad season for them.
No, if they get to the World Series, I agree. But, I mean, if they lose in the ALDS, then I think that
That's a big disappointment, but is it as big as a choke job?
No. I don't think so.
Because let's be, I mean, come on, being honest, when you look at that Golden State Warriors team, people will say the greatest team ever constructed, even though they were one game less, was the Bulls with Rodman, Pippen, and Jordan because they won it all, because they finished the deal. People do have that in their mind, that little asterisk of going, hey, great regular season, but that means nothing unless you finish the deal, and they didn't do that. And so they take a lot of hits for that.
Well, I mean, look, it will go down because do we know what the Vegas odds are?
I have not looked at that.
I bet you.
I will tell you this, though, because you guys don't subscribe to The Athletic. But
no.
Ken Rosenthal,
I'm not paying to read,
put out his and all of his experts at The Athletic Nationwide's predictions on the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, who's going to be the blowhard that decides to be the hero and pick somebody else? No one did. Everybody either had Astros-Dodgers, Astros-Cardinals, for the most part, and they had the Astros prevailing every single time.
Oh, really?
So it seems like the national pundits are all on board with the fact that this is the Astros to lose.
Sure. Well, when you have the lineup that they have and the pitching that they have, I mean, the bullpen, I know you hate it, but the fact of the matter is this team is loaded at just about every position, or they're above average at every position, whether it be in the bullpen or whatever. So
I got Rondon winning comeback player of the year.
You know what?
Because I want him to come back from giving up all those freaking monster bombs.
So here's the odds, right? Dodgers, well, let's see. We'll start in the NL. The Brewers have a 0.9% chance.
So you say there's a chance.
You're telling me? Braves, when the hell was this? I'm hoping this was updated. Yeah, 10-1. Okay. It says the Braves have a 5.5. Nationals have a 7.6% chance. And that the Dodgers have a 16.7% chance of winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And in the AL, the Twins have a 6.8% chance. Sorry, the A's have a 1.8% chance. The Rays have a 6% chance. The Twins have a 6.8. Yankees, 16.2. And the Astros, of all those that I just read you, a 35.2% chance of winning the World Series.
I like it.
By far and away the highest. The Yankees and the Dodgers are second. They have half as good of a chance as the Astros do. That is significant.
Like, I'm not all these try to be the, you know, middle of the road guy that says, you know, boy, I just want a great series and a great run and all these close games.
No, I
would love to have the Astros be the Patriots of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, am I going to be pissed
dominant,
if they don't?
Bust everybody's ass.
Am I going to be pissed if they don't? Am I going to be disappointed if they don't? Am I going to think that this season was a failure if they don't? Yes, yes, yes. But is this the worst thing that's ever happened in Houston sports history if they don't win a World Series or they get bounced in the ALDS? I'm still going to say no because I watched that Oilers-Buffalo game.
So I thought I misunderstood what you were saying. So I agree with you. I would say that the season would be a disappointment if they don't win at all. But I would agree that it's not the greatest failure in Houston sports history. To me, and I wasn't here when it happened, but I remember it, 35-3 has to be number one.
Dude, that was just sick.
And then they reminded us growing up. I mean, I didn't watch the game live. They reminded us growing up forever.
Yeah.
Forever about that game. So, yeah, that was a massive disappointment. Massive choke job.
And you can't escape it because Frank Reich's now the coach of the Colts, and he's in your division. And every time they play him, he's like, hey, and remember, Houston fans, although they don't like the Colts, they don't like that guy either.
And you know what? Maybe it's different for every fan. Maybe other fans out there say, no, if this Astros team, as good as they've been, best record in baseball, best record in franchise history, 35% chance of winning the World Series, twice as good as any other team in the postseason, if they don't win it all or if they don't advance past the ALDS, maybe that's their biggest in history. I would venture to say that the younger listeners and the younger fans out there would probably say yes, but fans above the age of 40, I would feel like if they were Oiler fans in the city, that would still be the one that just... Because that football team was considered, at the time, the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was talented.
That Oilers team. There was just no doubt that they were going to win it all. And then to not just lose, if they had lost to Buffalo on an extra point, you know, because the game was close, or a field goal at the end after having been back and forth, but you're up 35-3.
Yeah,
that's not even close in football.
It's just not supposed to happen.
No.
You talk about odds. If you go to all the way that ESPN does odds and odds of winning,
Based
on, you know, portions of the game, I would 99.9? Say it had to be 99.9 when they were up 35-3. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right. So just a little bit food thought if you're a Houston fan.
So one thing I wanted to say, it surprised me. I would have thought these numbers would have been better. You know me. I love numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the rankings for these teams for Milwaukee and for Washington and where they ranked. I was surprised to find that in the major statistical categories, the Brewers are only top 10 in two. One in pitching, which is their 10th in batting average against, and they are 9th in on-base percentage. Everything else, they fall outside of the top 10, and in some cases, they're top 15, top 20 in baseball. I mean, batting average, they're 20th. Runs, they're 15th. And then in the pitching, they're 29th in quality starts.
But you know what, Barry? Because of the numbers thing, you don't have.
But the whip is 16. I mean, like, I thought Milwaukee would have been a lot better statistically. Because when you look at the Nats, all the major batting categories, they're top 10. The only thing they're not top 10 in is their ERA at a 4.27.
And hit pitching. Me when you find the numbers for the size of the heart. And what that has a tendency to do to a series. Because their heart is bigger and better than the Nationals.
No, you're right.
And they're going to try and get that thing done tonight.
Milwaukee is – this team is just like their fans. They have enlarged hearts. You are correct.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
All the cheese that they eat, it's causing an enlarged heart.
Plus, you got to keep your ass warm when it's 27 below zero. Right. There's a lot of things working for building up the size of your heart. I'm telling you.
I do like that you wore your Brew Crew hat.
Yeah, because the Astros aren't playing, so I'm going to support my home team.
Does this mean I have to root for the Brewers as well?
I have never influenced you in any way, shape, or form. Would you like
me to root for the Brewers?
Root for whoever you want to root for. Obviously,
who are you be rooting for? I know who you think will win.
I really wouldn't root. No offense, I would not root for the Brewers.
No,
no. Okay. I mean, would you? You're here. You're an adopted Houstonian.
And Astros are
number one.
I've
never been to Milwaukee.
But
so you're going to root for the Nationals? Believe me,
exactly. So if you ever do go, I will pre-warn people to kick your ass the minute you get off the plane.
Why would you do something? I didn't say
because you're not
rooting
for the Brewers tonight.
Just look for the skinny dude with a swollen belly and a horn. Whoop his ass.
I'm not hoping that the Brewers lose. I'm just not rooting for them.
But
I don't care about the Nationals.
Okay, so you're not rooting for the Nationals. I can respect that.
Yeah.
That's
pick
logical.
A side.
Yeah,
make it more interesting.
Now you're trying to get me.
That's why people gamble. I'll do that.
Fat girls in Milwaukee.
Why?
But you know what? You already won half the battle. You're already wearing a plaid shirt. Now all you got to do is mix and match a couple more colors with some of the teams and some hunting gear. You're good. They won't touch you.
They won't mess with me.
Nope.
True.
Interesting.
Pretty true. Hour number one's in the books. 2 hours still to go. The show, plenty more to get to. You want to join us? Something on your mind you want to get off your chest? Why don't you bring it to the suspects? 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects. Hour number two comes up next. ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.